And then what do you call people of your race?
White race.
All right. Do you have a term for a child that's born of a racially mixed marriage if one parent was black and one was white?
I don't know. It'd be a half or a half breed, I reckon.
Okay. And how about white people who are not well off and who don't work and who don't even try to better themselves? Do you have a name for that kind of person? They're just lazy and...
Lazy.
Would you ever say white trash? Do you know that term?
Yeah.
What would you mean by that?
Well, it's no good for nothing.
Okay, how about people that live way up in the mountains, say? Do you have a name for them?
Mountaineer.
Okay. And what would you call people that live way out in the country and never go into town?
A ridge. I don't know.
Would you ever say Hoosier? Do you know the word Hoosier?
Mountain Hoosier. Some of them, I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, I never hear them called that, but then that might be a proper name for it.
How about Cracker? Do you ever hear that?
Yeah.
What's a Cracker?
They call people from Georgia Cracker, from Blarney Cracker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And folks in North Carolina. Bunkum. I see what is it.
Tar Heel.
Huh?
Tar
Heel. Tar Heel, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tar Heel, North Carolina.
Okay, these are
Georgia Cracker and a Florida Cracker, they call them Cracker.
These are just parts of the body. This is a real easy part. What do you call this part of your head?
Forehead.
And then what do you call this stuff that grows on your head?
Hair.
And a man might grow a
beard.
And what's this?
Ear.
Which one?
Left one.
And this would be your
right.
Okay. And then this is your this whole thing.
Mustache.
Well, the thing you talk with is your
tongue.
The whole thing.
Mouth.
And then you wear a tie around your
neck.
And you swallow down your
throat.
What do you call this thing in the front?
Swaller.
That sticks out. Did you ever hear of a goozle?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
I reckon.
The same as what?
Goozle and a swaller, same thing,
okay.
I guess.
And you'd go to the dentist to look at your
teeth.
And he would say he has to fill one
a cavity
in one
front tooth.
Okay. And the flesh around the teeth.
Gums.
And this part of your hand right here is your
palm.
And you might say he got mad and doubled up both his
fists.
And he shook his
right fist.
Okay. And any place where you can bend. You might say you get stiff in the
In the joint.
Mm-hmm. And the upper part of a man's body is called his
the chest.
Mm-hmm. And he has broad
shoulders.
And that you have two
hands
and one.
One hand.
And this whole thing would be your
legs.
And these would be your two
feet.
And one
toes.
Well, feet, and then one
right foot.
Okay. And this part of your leg that bruises easily, this front
shin.
Part. And if you got down like this, you'd say you're getting down.
Not down.
You get down on your what?
Hunker.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say hunker down?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Hunker down.
Uh-huh. And that's the same as squat?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you've been sick and you're up now but you still don't look very well, you'd say he still looks a little bit
peaky.
And suppose he's the opposite of that. He's very healthy and he can lift heavy weights. You say he's big and
strong.
Would you ever say stout?
Stout.
Does that mean strong?
All the same.
Mm-hmm.